didn't think there's anything else I need. rather than scar the last friend. Herring the charming ocean, patient enough for every problem, silent enough to drown so many good friends.
From their album Chocolate Kings, that is PFM, all the way from Italia. And yeah, I think that was their first, and maybe only, English language album. And yeah, Chocolate Kings. That was that, 1975. Yeah, why not? Why not? The name of the track was From Under. Also in there you heard The Pitchman from a Canadian band Saga, who are still around. That was from 1983 and from the album Heads or Tails. Featured a great riff. I like that. Most of these tracks, just in case you're wondering, are ripped from vinyl at some point. And yeah, if you notice a few scratches here and there, well, that's because they're ripped from vinyl. And I like that. I like that notion of digital and analog mixing up to go out into the world and cause trouble. Yeah. Is that what I'm doing? I don't think so. Well, yes, you are listening to Transatlantic Express Radio. My name is DJ Ian, who's got marbles in his mouth at the moment. We broadcast from Adanak Studios here in East Vancouver every Friday, 12 till 2 Pacific, and that's 3 p.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. in the UK. So one of the things I do interviews from time to time, and one of the things I'm going to be trying doing in the next week or so is getting a friend that I met who does documentaries here in Vancouver, and he's interviewed quite a lot of different bands and whatnot over the years. I'm trying to get him in. I keep forgetting because I end up getting busy doing other things. I've been to two jams this week, and that is unusual. We have a Monday night jam at the ANAF, that's the Army and Navy, over on Kingsway in Vancouver. And then we have the Village Inn jam on Wednesday nights at the Village Inn in Champlain Heights, run by James. And then we also have another jam on Wednesday nights at the Astoria in Strathcona. So we're kind of spoiled, especially for us guys who don't bother with live gigs. If you're basically in Vancouver right now, if you're not in a cover band of some kind, you're not playing gigs, doing original material. There's no room. There's no patience. There's no call for it. And so, anyway, that's where I'm at. All right, let's go all the way to Manchester in 1977 to Strawberry Studios and a band that I have explored in great depth recently, and I've made a few decisions about this band. They're much more talented than I previously I'd suspected. This is 10cc, and You've Got a Cold.
From the Have you ever thought of the feeling I get when I'm alone?
That's the lovely Kate Bush and a track from Lionheart and something called In the Warm Room. And yes, indeed, the room is not that warm. Where are we? 20 degrees. Is that acceptable? I think it is. Is it fairly warm? From 1978? Yeah, Lionheart. Not regarded as kind of a major, you know, success in relative terms, but I liked it. I always liked I liked that album. What else do we have in there? Right, Deep Purple, controversial Stormbringer album, and the track called You Can't Do It Right with The One You Love, featuring David Coverdale and Glenn Hughes. Now, as I played that song, up popped a little message on Facebook saying that Glenn Hughes has had to cancel all his live shows for 2026. So that's not a good thing. Glenn says, I'm taking advice from my medical team, who I am working closely with, hoping to see you on the road of happy destiny. And so that is the US tour. Now, US tour, it was mainly East Coast. There wasn't a lot of West Coast stuff going on. And if he came to Seattle, I would definitely go down there and risk being arrested at the border and whatnot. I'd go down there, have my phone checked. I've just read an interesting article in the New Yorker about an Australian who was traveling from Melbourne to LA, and he got stopped at the border. Now, if you're reading The New Yorker, check it out, about how he was basically interviewed. They checked his phone with all the details on it and then sent him back on the next available flight. And, it's the place we live in. Mainly because he had written articles on a blog about protests in support of Palestine at Columbia University. It's interesting to note that, I mean, if you go and write blogs about things these days, it's not difficult for people to find it. But I wonder if magazines were still available and it didn't get published online. I wonder how easy it would be to publish on paper these days. And maybe we'll return to paper and not publish online anymore because of this oppressive thing where people are kind of, you know, taking liberties. I don't know. Maybe. It's an interesting question. Will we see a resurgence in paper? Who knows? Anyway, In the Warm Room, you heard there, You Can't Do It Right from Deep Purple from 1974. From 1977, from Deceptive Benz, Manchester's very own 10cc, and You've Got a Cold, which is apropos for right now, because many people out there do have a cold, and they do have the flu. That flu bug is going around like crazy. Anyway, we're about halfway through the show. I hope you're enjoying it. You are listening to Transatlantic Express Radio Show on thehouseofprog.com, also on 90.1 FM. From Burnaby, British Columbia, here in the Lower Mainland, we broadcast from East Vancouver. This is, let's get into a bit more of a jazz rock thing. This is Classic Brand X from Unorthodox Behavior. Do They Hurt? Do They Hurt? From 1980. And this is something called Cambodia, right here on the House of Prague.